you know, the Israeli lobby has always been here. In fact, Trump's predecessor, Biden, was the recipient of the vast majority of AIPAC money over the past, you know, he had a long political career. So he was really an ideological Zionist. So with Trump, we never really think that he's ideologically committed to anything but himself. There's no larger ideology. I mean, what was his tour of these Gulf countries? I mean, there were a couple of... he's just getting millions and billions to set up his family's businesses there. I mean, what was the purpose of that trip?
Professor, we are...
of a world in crisis, going through geopolitical crises. The only thing Trump went there for was to get his nice plane from the Qataris. The Qataris still... you know, at least in private, they raise the issue of, okay, what are we doing about Gaza? What is it? But otherwise, no one else raised that issue. It was just about getting in the good books of Trump and in the U.S. and so on. So, I mean, if one looks at it, one is just like, my gosh, you know, what's going on in the region? And this guy's just going there. And of course, the corrupt hosts are just hosting him for this... fine wine and dining. Hmm. Anyways, the thing I was coming back to earlier was that we had all expected that a very tense relationship with what we often call the deep state or the national security state in the U.S.
Yeah.
Certainly during his first term when, you know, the whole Russia hoax, he's a Russian agent. You know, and this should tell all of us, if there's any government that tries to influence the United States of America, it's the Israeli government. And it's so obvious. Mm. But of course, that's the holy grail that can't be touched. Mm. But I think you also pointed to the fact that it actually is beginning to be touched. Mm. I think that forget about the Democrats. I mean, young Democrats are, they're done with Israel now. But even within the Republican Party, when Donald Trump promises MAGA, 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 make America great again, many young people are saying, wait a second, this looks like MEGA, make Israel great again.
Yes, yes.
I mean, what is Trump agreeing that Trump himself is in a bind very quickly? The Trump we think as very suave and sophisticated, able to get himself through things, I think he is losing a lot of popularity precisely because of the way he's slavishly following everything that Netanyahu says.
Mm. Now, Professor, after the United States executed their so-called attack on Fordo and other sites, the Iranians obviously could foresee this was going to happen. They moved a lot of their sensitive materials away from the site. The only way for Fordo essentially to come under attack, but is it even possible, because it's literally hidden within a mountainous region and it's literally hundreds and hundreds of meters beneath the surface of the earth? But Iranian state television said that Iran evacuated materials from all three of these sites prior to the attacks by the U.S. Trump obviously took to his social media platforms saying, we destroyed everything. And then hurriedly he sent Marco Rubio and J.D. Vance and others out the following day, which was this morning, to speak to media. And then they kind of like downplayed it. Well, we may not have destroyed the nuclear capacity, but we did make a dent. Yeah. But this is going to be a long-term battle that we're going to face.
This is an intimidation tactic so that the Iranians, when they come back to the table, they'll feel so weak and enfeebled. I mean, you know, this is the type of idiotic logic that that they try to play around with. I mean, he had barely left the control room, you know, when they were launching the strikes in Iran. And he comes out and says, we've annihilated and destroyed all of Iran. You know, I mean, so at this point, if it wasn't so tragic, it's comical. And I think everyone knows that by now. Mm. I really do think that everyone knows that this is just a joke. Negotiations going on, then the Israelis bomb. Well, are we still meeting on Sunday for negotiations? You know, the U.S. is saying so. This is just really so. It's really a test of patience. I mean, we've seen the test of patience of these people in Gaza who have confronted this genocide. Now we're seeing the patience of the Iranian. But, you know, I tell you, you know, those people that want to talk about these crazy Muslims going wild, wow, it certainly does seem like the opposite. The patience and the restraint seems like the Muslims have, and the rest of the world is crazy.